It's 8:10 Thursday morning, 75 degrees, beautiful, breezy morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. The McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox is morningshow@1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Ann Barna, who is the project coordinator for Healthy Capital Counties Project. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell us, what is the Healthy Capital Counties Project?
The Healthy Capital Counties Project is a community health assessment and improvement planning process that really allows the local health agencies, including health departments and hospital systems, as well as community organizations, to figure out what are the most important health conditions that we're facing as a community in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties, and then to develop a plan to really address those problems across all of those different agencies.
Okay, why are you doing this?
Well, besides the fact that it's a good thing to do and it's going to improve the health of the community, the Health Reform Act of 2010, the Affordable Care Act, had a new requirement for nonprofit hospital systems to conduct what's called a community health needs assessment. So they are required to do that starting in 2012. And so our partnership really was meant to both meet the needs of the hospital systems to meet that new IRS requirement, but also to meet the needs of the health departments who more traditionally do this kind of work.
Who are all the entities involved in this project?
Well, we're working with the McLaren Greater Lansing, Sparrow Health System, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, and Eaton Rapids Medical Center. We're also partnering with the three local health departments, so that's Ingham County Health Department, Mid-Michigan District Health Department, and Barry-Eaton District Health Department. And then we've got a partnership from Michigan State University, and from McLaren Health Plan, Physicians Health Plan of Mid-Michigan, and the Ingham Health Plan.
All right. What do you think you're going to learn? I know that you have a little bit of an idea where some of the needs are.
One of the key pieces that we've been able to produce so far is our community health profile. And so that is a very extensive document that really details lots of the health concerns and root causes of health in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And so that document is actually now available on our website. But really the two main things that I'd like to point out about that are really the fact that place matters. So we have done an analysis of the data that allows us to look at different areas of the three-county region. So Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties aren't very similar from one end of the county to another. We kind of have Lansing and East Lansing in the middle, and then suburbs surrounding that area, and then finally we have sort of outlying rural areas. And so for the first time, we've been able to break the data out to say what are the health conditions in each of those different kinds of areas. And within the urban area, we've been able to examine the data by home value. So we actually can tell if your neighborhood has a low home value area, what are the health problems that result from that versus if you're living in kind of an upscale neighborhood.
People are busy and they're apathetic and don't have a lot of time. How are you going to get people engaged?
Well, our plan is that we are going to be having 7 community dialogues about health. And these dialogues are really community conversations where people can come and take a look at the data and the maps that we have, and then really tell us what, as a community, they want us to do to improve health. One of the things that we did was we did a series of focus groups around the community, and what we found is that people were really wanting to talk about health and talk about things in their neighborhood that they felt would improve health, but they really weren't sure about how to go about getting involved. And so this is really an opportunity for them to get involved. And that information, if people want to go, to one of these dialogues. They're happening starting next week and throughout July, and that is by visiting our website, which is healthycapitalcounties.org.
All right, Anne, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to bring you back, and we're going to find out specifically some of the questions that you're going to ask, specifically where people can go, and specifically what you're going to do with all this information once you have it all and when you plan to have a game plan for that. We'll do that next here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Also, WILS's Mike Ellis will tell you how gorgeous of a day it's going to be. Next on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. 5 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We've been talking with Ann Barnard, who is the project coordinator of Healthy Capital Counties. It's a huge, huge project. Ann, thanks for coming back.
No problem.
How many folks do you hope to talk to accumulate the data you're looking for?
Well, we're hoping through the 7 dialogues that we're going to reach several hundred people throughout the capital area.
And potentially, how many people could your program touch?
Well, this project is really meant to provide a coordinated health improvement plan for all the people in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And so the plan that will result from the community health profile, and then the information that we gather in the community dialogues will be put together in a health improvement plan that will be used by all of the participating entities to coordinate activities to improve health. So in the past, we're all doing really great activities at the health departments and at each of the hospitals to improve health, but those activities haven't necessarily been as well coordinated as we would have liked. And so this allows us to do that and hopefully have a bigger impact if we're all moving in the same direction.
Is this just going to help the poor, or will this touch other folks?
What we're really excited about is whatever community that you live in, the data will give you data that talks about your community. So while we're definitely focused on decreasing health disparities, what health disparities are poor health that one community has that another community doesn't have. We're definitely looking to address those health disparities, but we're also looking to improve health of everyone in the community.
And you mentioned that you're going to be listening to concerns from residents at each of the 7 locations you're going to be at, but you're also going to ask questions. Well, name some of those important questions you'll be asking.
Well, really, the questions that we have for community members will be, what are the root causes of the health problems that you see? So one of the things that we found out when we talked to community members in our focus groups was that there were things in their neighborhood that they felt made it easier for them to be healthy and things that they felt made it more difficult for them to be healthy. And so as a community, there are things that we can do to help people make those good, healthy choices.
Give me some for instances. What are some things in a community that can hurt and help us?
Sure. One thing that people may have heard about is something called a food desert. So we have communities where it's very difficult to purchase healthy foods. So they have to travel a long distance to get to a grocery store or another place to purchase healthy food. And so what we know is that when we address food access, people can actually choose more healthy foods. Eat more fruits and vegetables, and thus hopefully prevent obesity and chronic disease. And so our goal really for our dialogues was to reach both people who are living in sort of traditionally underserved areas, but also reach out into our more rural areas. So, for example, we have a community dialogue coming up in Dansville next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And so we're really inviting people to come out to those dialogues as well as the ones that are in Lansing and East Lansing.
Who's paying for this and how much is it going to cost?
this project is funded by the partners that I listed earlier. So primarily the hospital systems and health plans and health departments that are working on this project together. As this is a required activity from the IRS, from the hospital systems, it's something that we had to do anyway. But it was one of those things that by partnering together, we were able to save dollars and expand resources that we otherwise wouldn't have had.
So how much money are we talking here?
Well, the effort that we've put together has required the full-time work of several people. So I would say that, this project is right about halfway done. And so it's basically about 18 months of work of several full-time staff.
This is an enormous. To put this together must have just been an immense task.
Well, it definitely required a lot of partnership, and I'd just like to acknowledge my colleagues at the Ingham County Health Department and Mid-Michigan District Health Department. I actually work out of Barry Eaton District Health Department. This is an unprecedented partnership from the three health departments working together.
All right, and the first event is in Dansville on Tuesday, June 26th. Tell us the other location and date so folks can get their calendars marked.
Sure. The next one next week is coming up is in East Lansing, and that one's on Thursday the 28th, and that's at 1:00. We also have ones coming up in DeWitt on Tuesday, July 10th, Eaton Rapids on July 12th, St. John's on July 13th, Lansing on July 17th, and Charlotte on July 19th. And so all of those times and dates are available on the Healthy Capital Counties website, which is www.healthycapitalcounties.org.
All right. And if folks want more information beyond the website, can they call you anywhere and give that website one more time?
Sure. The website is www.healthycapitalcounties.org. And my name is Ann Barna. And you can reach me at the Barry Eaton District Health Department.
All right, Ann, sounds great. We can't wait to hear from you once you get all the information put together. Thanks so much for your time and enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
It's 75 degrees, 826 on a Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS.